Hey everybody, Marcus Duddle here. It's my first kind of real streaming adventure. I'm going to see if I can break the internet and really have honestly struggled with trying to put on podcast just to deliver something that I thought somebody would listen to. So let's see how it goes. I'm a realtor and an investor for some years, and real estate is my game, and we'll see if I can be interesting on the broadcasting. So I really want to add value to people interested in real estate and deliver stuff like in real time, because there's a ton of information out there. Just to have the wisdom or judgment to refine it in this real estate space, whether you want to put money into a real asset, or if you need a place to live, or want to refer somebody, or just maintain a basic knowledge of what's going on in the marketplace. I think there's a ton of stuff out there, and subscribe to a few news sources that hopefully I'm not going to get in trouble for sharing my screen. Hopefully not. This is not like I'm trying to take credit for any of their stuff, but just synthesizing all this information, I think, has value. I'm really would like to grow my YouTube channel and get your referral. If you know of anybody that is interested in buying real estate, this is my area of competency. I've done it for over 20 years, and I know it's super competitive out there, and in my mind, you kind of wouldn't know automatically where to go unless you just know somebody, personal referral, or you happen along someone's ad. So I'm here to hopefully add value to your life in return for your attention, basically. And if I get a referral, that would be great. So I have a YouTube channel, Simplified Home Sales, that this is broadcasting through. Hopefully the metrics... I know that's going to get annoying, but hopefully the metrics will pick up on whatever they do to create more viewership for this YouTube channel. So as you know, that there's a horrible lack of inventory in the world. And because of that and the low interest rates, it's created kind of a confluence of events. And what it's meant is the prices have gone crazy. And what has happened is there are typically multiple offers for houses that are in metros and beyond, including the change in how people are moving around the country due to job, due to pandemic. It's a real thing. And I think there are some bright lights in the world. Inman is a new source that I'm going to share with you. Just to talk about one of the areas that has been had the highest growth, the most number of people. Well, Inman is going to talk about just how these metro areas. I'll just say that the title is March was the hottest month in housing history. The median home price rose 17% annually to $353,000, according to Redfin, and according to their March housing report. And nearly half of all homes sold above asking price, and none sold below. I've got a real extrovert child upstairs. Hopefully it's not making it through there. Annoying. But March was a record-breaking month for the housing market, with the worsening imbalance between supply and demand pushing median home prices and buyer offers to new highs. The national median home price rose 17% year over year to $353,000, a new high, according to Redfin's latest hard market data. And let me just put it over here. Hopefully you can see my screen. Just look at the graph right here. It's pretty amazing. And that low point, July 2013, it was 14%. That was the spike of July 2013 after the rebound from the Great Recession. And over here, we're at March 2021, when it jumped up from, looks like, middle 2020 to 16.7%. That's the median price range in the whole of the United States, which is interesting. And further, despite the skyrocketing home price growth and dangerously low inventory levels, that the home buyers are still out there in full force, and that is the scarcity mentality, feeling like you're not going to get something, and obviously the low interest rates. Let's see what else Inman says. Well, they're taking their information from Redfin. On a market-to-market basis, New York City up 58%. It's probably due to some of the pandemic fears thawing a little bit. San Francisco up 55%, experienced the largest jump in home sales from March 2020. That's from a year ago when these cities first entered the first of several lockdowns. On the other hand, Rochester, I guess people are emptying out of Rochester, down 9%. Grand Rapids, Michigan, 9%, and Ohio. They experienced the largest drops in home sales, which Redfin attributes to a dearth. I guess that's an absence of new listings. San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland and LA experienced a large jump in active listings, and the count of all homes that were for sale at any time during that month. Meanwhile, Salt Lake City down 66%. Baton Rouge, Allentown, Pennsylvania reported a drop in home seller activity. Nationally, the active listings declined 29% for the 20th consecutive month, the lowest level on record, as the new listings of homes fell for 7%. So that's what's up. Interest rates, I think I do listen and put a lot of weight in Ken McElroy, which I think you have to follow Ken. If you have not, then there's just a tremendous amount of information, and I'm going to give him all the credit in the world and just rip him off a little bit. But you just got to subscribe to this guy. He lays it all out. He takes the stuff that's on the internet and he synthesizes it. He is a real estate investor, and he makes his living via that. He's really invested in his production on his YouTube channel, and he goes live as well. He streams, and it's super valuable, is what I feel about Ken McElroy. Looks like he's got I don't know how many viewers, but he just takes the U-Haul, the moving van lines, North American. He takes this data and synthesizes, and we all hear about let's say Texas getting a large amount of people moving into those areas. But what you'll find, just he took some data from the National Postal Service and determined that Tennessee, in fact, and the U-Haul data supports this. Let me bring it over here to you. The U-Haul data states that Tennessee has enjoyed the largest growth during this period. And see what we can do here. This is from there, maybe some kind of headquarters, January 4th, 2021. Let me copy it so you're not looking at the side of my face. Okay. Let's see if I can do this. And I'll move it back over to me. So this data from U-Haul states that Tennessee is the number one spot for the first time, and Texas in the top two for the Texas in the top two for the fifth straight year. The information that was taken from the U.S. Postal Service showed that Texas had a net loss, believe it or not, which is kind of contrary. So people leave and then they come. So you're looking at the net number, and the Postal Service is what was the information taken that showed Texas having a net loss. So that's what's going on. And just as far as Tennessee, you know who's on the list for having the most growth, and we've heard it for years, but it's actually Nashville, Tennessee. It seems to be a nice place to live, and they have enjoyed terrific home value gains just because it has a robust, stable economy. It's centrally located among interstate lines and transportation distribution routes. This is what has made it a nice place to live. So we'll just come over here to Zillow, the place with a lot of data, and see what's going on with Tennessee. Just look at some of the values and what you can get. I will put an offer out there to you that if you'd like to see if you have an address that you can put on, let's see if I'm getting any stream information. That would be crazy if I could get any stream. I think if on the weird chance that you're joining me on my first one, you can put a message into the chat, and I'll see if these systems that I've put together are working at all. But if you got an address that you'd like an additional information on as far as school and county information, I can supply that to you very easily with an email, and we can just do a dive on what you're looking at. This is around the country. I have access to national county records because I am a realtor, and that is what I can provide to you as well as let's see if there's any foreclosures, because this lack of inventory has really, really challenge the ability to get a deal. And historically, people that are looking for a deal look to distressed properties, foreclosures. I'll certainly have to get better at public speaking, but bear with me. Let's see what we can look at in Nashville and see if there's, just to look at the values, and hopefully that this is conversational, but what I would tell anybody that I know about what the market is like in these areas. So I'm going to put it right over here and see if we can see what's for sale. I was looking up something specific a minute ago, but let's see what's out there in Nashville, Tennessee. So just considering a few years ago, just a house that was $700,000 was like crazy talk. In my area, I personally live in New Orleans, but just we were seeing an increase in properties that were $500,000 and above. There were the stuff in the lower levels was not so popular, not so available. But the stuff 500 above became talk of the meat and potatoes inventory. Excuse me. So let's see what 600 gets you in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, is that a house? It is a house, but it doesn't have many photos. Let's see what else we can do. So 700,000 looks close to the Cumberland River, and well, that's 225. Well, that would not be considered by most as a prime piece of real estate. Looks like a manufactured home. And it looks pretty messy, but that may be an affordable house. So, if you can hear my children, please bear with me. If I get some buy-in on this. Okay, 685. So, a price increase, that usually goes the other way. So, that maybe they got too many offers, and they just shoot everybody away in order to try and not have such a frenzy, because I mean it is not the funnest. It's actually horrible on all parties is to have such a stressful time as a buyer to try and get your offer accepted, and the seller to try and choose somebody that is going to actually get to the closing table. So 685,000. Let's see what that might at today's prevailing interest rates. Let's see what that might get you per month. So I'll put in the address and see if I can get just a rough estimation on taxes and insurance, because there are prepaids associated with the loan. So put 10% down. Let's say you can get a loan for 3.125 at 30 years, and your home price is going to be $685,000, 10% down, conventional loan. I'm going to put an address of 1904 Haynes Street in Nashville, Tennessee, and see what the payment would be. So the down payment, you would, of course, 10% would be $68,500, which that's a lot of money, but it's $685,000, and the principal and interest would be $2,640 per month. And let's see if I can, the monthly payment would be, including the, let's say, $426 in taxes, $388 in insurance, and then the private mortgage insurance would be just estimated $231,000 for a monthly payment of $3,687. And bring to close for your prepaid items and your fixed expenses or fixed items, and that would be $80,764 on this little cutie right here. And that's what you're looking at there. So just curious, are there any foreclosures in Nashville? Let's see. So you can go through, not everything sells through a real estate agent. People do off-market deals and through technology. Technology is making real estate more of a commodity, commoditizing real estate. And let's just see if there is anything available on the foreclosure markets in Nashville, Tennessee. I'll put it over here for you. Hopefully things are going well on my stream. Just going to check real quick, seeing how I'm a first timer. Okay, my computer is handling it, and it looks like it's showing you what I want to. And auction.com is really popular as far as making things accessible to people that want to bid on property. So it's a trustee auction, and you'd go to auction.com, but it is 506 American Road, and the opening bid on July 8th this coming year is going to be $131,000. So these things move fast. You don't have the chance for the inspection, and you usually need to pay cash for these things, but there's a chance that you can get a property with some affordability. That's provided that it doesn't go through the roof upon the opening bid. So let's see if there's anything else out there. What does hot mean? You know, Ken McElroy, back to him. I mean, again, he's just great. He has talked about the fact that things are still in forbearance, the forbearance agreements that have come as a result of COVID, that they're going to be coming due in June and July. And he feels like there's a chance, if the government doesn't keep propping things up with these stimulus bills and laws to delay the inevitable of people coming out of forbearance and dictating what mortgage companies can do with the people that borrow money, he feels like there could be some loosening of the inventory coming in the summer. So there's a lot of ads with this. So that's what this is about. If if you'd like any information throughout the world, just email me. I mean, America, throughout America, then I can provide you lists and things that are coming up on the foreclosure market, and just utilize my resources. I'm also involved. I'm a part of EXP Realty, and I have a whole network of actual agents that can help you in your local market. So that's just one example of what's going on in Nashville. And it's just interesting to look at what's going on. It's really all around the country. It feels like the same thing: lack of inventory, buyers offering more than what the list price is. I was even in Colorado recently, and sat down with a realtor, and it was $50,000 above list, no inspections. Which, just looking with last year's eyes or 2 years ago eyes, it was just kind of a new world. And I think some recent Google searches were asking, when is it going to crash? Let me share one thing. I get different information sources, but there are some areas that I've looked in have nothing in foreclosure, like places in Idaho where California people are coming online. There's no inventory, no foreclosures. So reach out to me if I can offer you any of my resources. Another resource that I can offer to you is my website, simplifiedhomesales.com. And if you'd like some local resources in an area, I have right here where it's called Connect Your Utilities. If you're thinking about moving into an area, you can get some local guides on for your move, and it's free, but you can get utilities turned on in a new area because there's some back end money for this service to be available to you. And you can absolutely get some local guides and a free concierge for your move. And if you're thinking about something, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to start the process. So you can get your mail forwarded, you can connect your utilities, water, power, cable, so that's available to you. Also, if you're interested in a loan, then I have a really great resource for you here. And so get a loan. It's easy to apply online. It's a very robust system. This is not my image, it's theirs, but you can apply right there and see what kind of loan you can get for yourself. So that's simplifiedhomesales.com. You can access what I put together. This is a work in progress, but I do have some powerful tools there. And what is happening with technology, I said it's going to make real estate more of a commodity. If you pay attention to trends, buying a house sight unseen is a trend that is, it's happening. Yeah, whenever you get a local representative to be your boots on the ground, there's FaceTime opportunities. Of course, there's stuff that you would not be aware of if you did not have the right local person, the right, I'll just call them a realtor. I would advise to get a trained person to be your boots on the ground. You know, things could go wrong if you didn't do that to advise you. And if you didn't have faith in them to be your local guide, then I certainly wouldn't do it. But it is on the rise. And places in the Midwest, Arkansas, for example, places in Atlanta, they are increasingly seeing sight unseen purchases. So again, technology is making things faster and causing things to become more of a commodity that is known. And just look at the newsreels. You'll see that the big banks and the big hedge funds are going into the residential, even single family residential real estate market. So to cause even more anxiety or stress among the regular home buyers is that not only are you competing for your with your fellow home buyers, you're competing with Wall Street and hedge funds as well. So so far so good for my first stream. I just wanted to share a few things with you, and look at Nashville, for example. But it's not just Nashville; it's everywhere. So we can get out of there, and so people are going to move. People need to move, and the other trend is that people. Who knows if the experiment is going to work, but people are moving out of centers into the burbs, which if you've been around for 20 years, it was the opposite in the 90s. People were moving out of the burbs into the center for lifestyle, walkability, and other, you know, perceived benefits. But now they've gotten out of the city, but it looks like they're going, well, New York City and in San Francisco looks like they're getting back on track with people moving in there. But it's interesting how things change. And I think there's something to say with internet connections and remote work. I definitely see its value. I think it works, actually. But it may not, you know, time will tell what's going to be in the future as far as working from home. Most people that I've talked to have said that it definitely works, and just by the numbers, whenever you can compress your time and do less time wasting activities, your productivity and your income would go up, especially for entrepreneurs, when you want to be as effective as you can. Here's what the information I was telling you about that was emailed to me. I have no idea who this FTP Portfolios is, but it's projected to continue. I was talking about Google having a popular searches of when is the real estate market going to crash. Really, other than hearing that information as being a popular Google search, I really haven't heard about it in other places. So housing prices have soared in the past year. The national... I'm going to make a copy of this. I don't feel like turning my head like that. So, housing prices have soared in the past year. The national index is up 11.2% in the past 12 months, largest gain since 2005 and 2006. And that echoes what we saw on that graph from Inman. FHFA, whatever that is up 12% in the past 12 months and the largest on record going back to 1991. Given these gains, some are wondering whether housing is back in a 2000s type bubble, but a deep dive into the data suggests we're not. To access home prices, we use the market value of all ownership owned occupied homes calculated by the Federal Reserve, then compare that to the imputed rent calculated by the Commerce Department for the GDP department. These people are obviously smarter than me or have researched it. Imputed rent means that what people would pay to rent their homes if they rented them from someone else. In the past 40 years, home values have typically been 16.4 times the annual rent. At the peak of the bubble in 2005, there were 21.4 times the annual rent, or 33% above normal. Now, home prices are 17.8 times the annual rent and about 11% above normal. So I guess they're comparing the 33 to the 11 and through that number saying that that doesn't appear to be right next to stepping off a cliff. So we also compare the home prices to the Fed's measure of replacement cost. In the past 40 years, home prices have typically been 1.5 times the replacement cost. In 2005, they peaked at 1.94 times the replacement cost at a premium of 22.5%. Now homes are selling for 1.63 times the replacement cost, only 2.5% above normal, which is minimal. So does it mean that housing is a risk? Is at risk? This think tank doesn't think so. The recent price surge is based on the fundamentals and housing market should continue to boom. The primary problem is lack of inventory. Based on population growth and scrappage, voluntary knockdowns, fires, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, we'd normally expect housing starts of 1.5 million a year, but in the past 20 years, 01 to 21, builders have only started 1.256 million per year. Builders haven't started more than 1.5 million homes in a calendar year since 06. I bet that was because of Katrina. No wonder the inventory of homes for sale is so low. Single-family existing home inventories are at rock-bottom levels with only 870,000 for sale in February. To put it in perspective, the lowest inventory for any February on record from 82 to 16 was 1.55 million. So we're real close to half of what was the lowest point for any February. Meanwhile, there are only 40,000 completed new homes for sale versus 77,000 a year ago, and an average of 87,000 in the past 20 years. So two other factors are likely at work. One issue is that there's a moratorium on evictions. So some tenants are paying less in rent than they normally would, which is temporarily holding down rental values versus home prices, therefore elevating the price-to-rent ratio. It's also holding down the housing component of the consumer price index, which is calculated using rents, not home prices. Another factor is that people move away from places where renting is so popular to places where home ownership is popular. If you leave New York or San Francisco for Nashville or Boise, there's a good chance you went from renting to owning, and that would help boost home prices as well. So home prices are up, and yes, they look somewhat expensive relative to normal, but this is more about the unprecedented events of the past decade and not some problem with the market. With the Fed so easy and the stock of housing constrained, prices will continue to rise and a housing boom will continue. So, interesting. I forgot what I was going to say for a second, but that's what we're looking at. So, just amount, it looks like all the information is pointing in a similar way into, you know, the only information that I got that it might come out of it with the foreclosures coming in the maybe middle end of 2021 is from Ken McElroy. And that's one smart guy. I would like to just give him props and tell anybody interested in the government numbers, unemployment, and inflation. I'll be honest, I do not know what inflation means other than it's like some kind of storm that is coming. And very interestingly, that Ken McElroy has said that debt is going to be an asset. And cash is going to be a liability. I've also heard inflation called a hidden tax. So through all this money that's being printed, the government has to get it back into the treasury. And they do that with the hidden tax of inflation. So on a coming episode, I will definitely drill down on that. So let me just close this initial information. Hopefully it's... you know, anything worth doing is worth doing badly at first. Hopefully it's not that bad. Let's see if anybody has, if somebody has messaged, it would be a miracle, right? So nobody's messaged. And what I would ask if you want to tune into a couple of these, I have a podcast too. It's called Buy a House, Sell a House that I'm going to put this audio up on and see what happens. But I'm interested in getting my following and giving real value. And I'm going to do that and just going to promote my website, Simplified Home Sales, my YouTube channel, and to ask you if you have any desire of a realtor property report. Here's what it might look like. Let me put it over here. So any house that you're considering to request a property search done, and it gives a lot of county data and amalgamates it with other pricing data. And I've done a couple of these. Also, if you'd like a list of what is going to be coming up on foreclosure in your area, just reach out to me in one shape or another, either a comment on YouTube or email me. So this is what a realtor property report would look like. So some county records, the size and who the owner is, a lot of information. I can get these reports to you if you have something that you look at. I can also get you a list of properties that are coming up for foreclosure here. Just utilize my resources. Also on simplified home sales, there is the opportunity to apply for a loan. And the unique proposition about these people, if you have a favorite lender and you just want to put them into the pool to compete for your loan, I know if you do an internet loan, their fees can really be out of whack. And just this internet, you know, you may want to do business with somebody local. Let me see if I can get down there to the loan. Get a loan. IntraLen, they are associated with EXP, but they do allow anybody you want, any of your local lenders, to compete for your loan. And they've got national lenders, and they, you could actually request that your lender be put in the pool to, they're gonna get your file, they're gonna send it out for bid, and then you will be the person that chooses your loan. Also, if you're thinking about moving to an area, then you may want to go to this on my website, Connect Your Utilities, and get some local real estate guides for where you're gonna go. You get basically a concierge and get deals on utilities that are going to be in your area, cable, any kind of, they'll be appraised of any kind of special offers for your utilities where you're going. Internet, security, phone, electricity, gas, movers, moving supplies, insurance. These are opportunities to get a deal on where you're going, as well as having a concierge to do it all for you for free and maximizing your time. So that's it for now. I can also connect you with a really solid realtor in your area if you choose. And I'll be back at a further date to hopefully give more valuable information. If I can help you in any way, just reach out to me, and I would really jump at the chance to have a conversation and see if this streaming effort is going to be viable. For some reason, I think it is. All right. Thanks so much, Marcus Tuttle with Simplified Home Sales. Thank you for watching.